Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to City of Iqaluit Council Meeting Number 2. We're going to start with a moment of silence first. Thank you. We have two additions tonight under new business, 9, vaccine mandate, verbal, and B, purchase of property for Youth Wellness Center, verbal. And if I can get a motion to adopt the agenda, Deputy Mayor Awa and seconded by Councillor Stevenson, thank you. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote in-house, show of hands. Unanimous, thank you. And Councillor Kumalik online?
In favor.
Thank you. So we'll start with minutes. City Council meeting number 01, dated January 11th, 2022. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote in-house. Show of hands. Unanimous, thank you. And Councillor Kumalik?
In favor.
Thank you. Unanimous vote. Moving to B, Planning and Development Committee of the Whole, meeting 01, dated January 18th, 2022. A mover and a seconder, please. Moved by moved by Councillor Kumalik, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor in house? Unanimous. Thank you. Councillor Kumalik?
In favor.
Thank you, sir. Any declaration of interest? Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. I'll declare a conflict on 9B due to a business relationship.
Thank you, sir. Any other declaration of interest? Seeing none, we'll move on. Councillor statements. Councillor Flaherty, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. I don't have a written statement tonight, but I just want to acknowledge that I tuned into APTN's live broadcast at 4 p.m. Eastern, and my heart is with those who are affected, families who are affected by the announcement of Chief Willie Sellers of the Williams Lake First Nation and the St. Joseph's Residential School and Onward Ranch. This is why I wear orange today, Mayor Bell and fellow councillors. My heart in general is out to all of those who are affected by residential schools. As I've said in chambers previously, my late mom was one of them. I also want to acknowledge that our flag will be raised tomorrow for Bell Let's Talk Day. This is an important day for me. I know that I've shared openly on different social media platforms that I have been accessing mental health support myself for numerous reasons, but I won't get into the details. But I want to say and reach out to other people who are feeling the need to access mental health support, that there is no shame in doing so and that it is very helpful. I want to just share a couple of contact informations that I've accessed here in Iqaluit. I first called a phone number, a Government of Nunavut phone number, 975-5999. The intake nurse on the phone gave me a GN email for an intake form. So I emailed healing@gov.nu.ca. There you will find two fellow Inukatika or anyone else who's covered under non-insured health benefits, that you can receive 22 hours of counseling in a calendar year. I have found it beneficial myself. So this week is really important to me, today and tomorrow. And I'm encouraged and I'm looking forward to seeing also what federal programs can help improve our mental health supports, as well as government, all levels of government, but especially encouraged that Canada has a first ever Minister of Mental Health in Carolyn Bennett. So thank you, Mayor, and thank you, councillors.
Thank you, Councillor Flaherty. Are there any other council statements tonight? Seeing none, we will move on to committee reports. 7A, Planning and Development Committee of the Whole Report, January 18, 2022, meeting 01. Councillor Kumalik, as chair, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good evening. I have a few recommendations. The first one is I move PD 2202. Committee recommends that Council 1 approve signing of the officers to purchase lots 981 and 982, plan 4331 from federal government for $1, and 2, give first and second reading to the land acquisition bylaw for lot 981 and 982, plan 4331.
That's moved by Councillor Kumalik and seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote in-house. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. Councillor Kumalik?
In favor.
Perfect. And
moving along.
And just 1 second, Councillor Kumalik, if you could move just a tiny bit back from your mic. It seems like it's there's some noise, some feedback from it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving along, PD 2203. I move. Committee recommends that Council 1 approve development permit application DP 21023 for Lot 15, Block 228, Plan 3586 to permit the development of Three Bay Warehouse, subject to the city standards and conditions. The special conditions in Attachment 1 and in accordance with the plans in Attachment 3 and 4. And number 2, approve a variance to Section 19.4 of Zoning Bylaw 899 to reduce the required front yard setback requirement from 6 meters to 5.1 meters.
Thank you. Seconded by Deputy Mayor Awa. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote in-house. All in favor, show of hands. Unanimous. Thank you. Councillor Kumalik?
In favor.
Thank you, sir. Continue on.
Moving along to PD 2204, and I move. Committee recommends that Council 1 approve development permit application DP 21047 for lot 4211, sorry, 43322 and 43312, plan 697, and a portion of lot 422, plan 617, to approve a change of use and an additional to existing building, subject to the special conditions in Attachment 1, the city standard conditions, approve the approval of 12 shared parking spaces as shown on plans in Attachment 5. Number 2, approve the following variances. A, to Section 15.5B of Zoning Bylaw 899 to reduce the northerly and westerly interior side yards from 2.0 meters to 0 meters. B, to Section 6.5 23 of Zoning Bylaw 899 to increase the percentage of off-site parking spaces from 25% to 67%. And number three, approve survey sketch SK21012 to permit a lot line adjustment between lot 4211, plan 697, and lot 422, plan 617, and to remove an existing easement.
Thank you, Councillor Kumlik. That was a lot to speak. Councillor Shepherd seconds it. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote in-house. Show of hands, all in favor. Unanimous. Thank you, Councillor Kumlik.
In favor.
Thank you, sir.
Moving along.
Continue on.
PD 2205, I move committee recommends that council approve development permit application DP 21050 for lots 4321 and 43321, plan 697 core area to permit the relocation of two required parking spaces to be located offsite on lot 422. Plan 617, subject to the special conditions in attachment one, the city standards conditions and site plan received on December 23, 2021, as shown in attachment three.
Thank you. And seconded by Councillor Flaherty. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote in-house. Show of hands, all in favor. Unanimous. Thank you, Councillor Kumlik.
I'm in favor.
Thank you, sir. And continue on.
PD 2206, committee recommends that council approve land use permit LUP 21009 to amend LUP 21006 to add one explosive storage container.
Thank you. Seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Thank you. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor, show of hands. Unanimous in house. Thank you, Councillor Kumlik.
In favor.
Thank you. And continue on.
And last but not least, PD 2207, I move committee recommends that Council 1 approve development application DP 21048 for 214 plan 4189 to permit the addition of 10 parking stalls subject to the city standard conditions, the special conditions in attachment 1 and as shown in the on the site plan in attachment three. Number two, approve a variance to section 6.9 of zoning bylaw 899 to reduce the required access driveway width for spaces number 22 to number 34 from 6.5 meters to 4.9 meters. And number three, approve a variance to section 4.1 of zoning bylaw 899 to reduce the required rear yard setback for retaining wall from 1 meter to 0 meters.
Thank you. Seconded by Deputy Mayor Awa. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote in-house. Show of hands, all in favor. Unanimous. Thank you. Councillor Kumlik?
In favor.
That's a unanimous vote. Thank you very much, and thank you for presenting your report. Moving on to new business. 9A, vaccine mandate verbal. As everyone knows, we have a vaccine mandate here at the city, and we just had a minor change in the need. So I'm going to pass the floor over to Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to direct administration to develop a bylaw and associated policies to require any person that enters any City of Iqaluit facility, inclusive of city staff and visitors, to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to protect city employees and the public in their access and use of city facilities and or city buildings.
Thank you. Seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Comments, questions, concerns from council? Councillor Nutta, go ahead.
I just want to ask. There have been people with three boosters. Will they need all three boosters before they come in the facilities? Or will they need two or all three vaccines?
I can answer the question. Currently, in the definitions around the policies that are in development and the bylaw that's in development, fully vaccinated still means the two COVID-19 vaccines. And that is the definition from Health Canada. If that definition changes, then the policy and bylaw would also change. If the definition for Canada changes or the definition for Nunavut changes, then the policy and bylaw would change as well. So currently it would be the two vaccines.
Follow up, Councillor Nutta, go ahead.
I just want to say, I'm sure you already know, nowadays people are getting three boosters, two vaccine and one booster. I know that having only twice vaccinated is not enough, and I think we all need the third booster, just saying.
Perfect. Thank you. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Oh, Councillor Shepherd, sorry, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree with Councillor Nutta in the fact that boosters should be required. I have a feeling the federal government is going to make amendments as this goes on to include that. So while my personal belief right now is fully vaccinated should include that third booster right away, for the sake of the bylaw and nice clean wording that's going to satisfy future changes as they come, I'm comfortable with going along with the federal government definition of fully vaccinated. Understand that currently for children that is two doses for sure and may not change as quickly as it does for adults, but I'd like our residents to remain fully vaccinated, work towards becoming fully vaccinated as quickly as they can, and then maintain any future requirements as they do come up.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Deputy Mayor Awa.
Thank you, Mayor Bill. The motion is to have all vaccinations. I'm happy with this, the way it is. We have to be fully vaccinated. The government says that we have to be fully vaccinated by our vaccinations. So, I think we need to state that they have to have all the vaccinations that are needed. Thank you.
Thank you. We're good? Okay. Seeing no other questions, comments, concerns, I'll call for a vote in-house. Show of hands. It is unanimous. Thank you. Councillor Kumalik. Sorry, did you...
In favor.
One second, Councillor Kumalik. I'm not going to take that vote just because we have a question first. Go ahead, Councillor Flaherty.
Sorry. No, I didn't.
Oh.
No.
Sorry, Mayor Bell and Councillor Kumlik. Did somebody second the motion? Oh, okay. Okay, sorry.
No worries. It was a fast one. So it was unanimous in-house. And Councillor Kumlik, your vote?
I'm in favor.
Thank you, sir. So that's a unanimous motion. Moving on to 9B. As council knows, Councillor Shepherd. Thank you. As council knows, we were presented with a pretty exciting opportunity to purchase a downtown building that is currently connected to one of our already existing facilities, the Racquetball Club. A while back, and we talked about it in camera without any decision made, but that we were looking into making the move to purchase that to turn it into a youth wellness hub wellness center. And today I would just like to make the work of administration to move on that property official. Knowing that it is much needed in our community, as Councillor Flaherty spoke about mental health. Tomorrow is Bell Let's Talk Day. Of course, we all support mental health in our community, and youth have been crying out for help for many years, and we have an opportunity to make that change. And I'm looking for a motion, and Councillor Stevenson, I believe, is going to read it. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Mayor Bell. I move that council direct administration to engage the owners of the Frobisher Racquet Club with the intention of purchasing building 902, known as the Frobisher Racquet Club, pending inspections, appraisal, and finding funding to turn it into a youth wellness hub.
Thank you. And that was seconded by Councillor Flaherty. Deputy Mayor Awa, you're a little slow on that one. any comments, questions, concerns from council? Go ahead, Councillor Netta.
Yeah, question to me.
Thank you. I'm happy with the motion. I just want to say
in the Europe,
I used to be a councillor for youth. I'm very happy that we will have a facility like this in Iqaluit. If anybody wants to talk with me, I will be available, however, only in Inuktitut. Thank you. I just wanted to say that.
Excellent. Thank you, Councillor Natak. And I agree. It's an exciting and a very worthwhile project for us to do. And it has the opportunity to make a lot of changes in a lot of lives. Are there any other questions, comments, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Show of hands in house, in favor, unanimous. Thank you. And Councillor Kumlik.
I'm in favor.
Thank you, sir. That is a unanimous motion, and we can call Councillor Shepherd back in. Moving on to 10A, first reading of bylaw, land acquisition bylaw number 929, lots 981 and 982, plan 4331, West 40. Mover and a seconder. Deputy Mayor Awa moves, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Thank you. There's no comments or questions on first reading, so I will call for a vote. A show of hands, all in favor. Unanimous in-house, Councillor Kumlik.
I'm in favor.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to 10B, second reading of bylaw, land acquisition bylaw number 929, lots 981 and 982, plan 4331, West 40. Mover and a seconder, please. Deputy Mayor Awa moves, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments, questions, concerns to that motion? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Show of hands in house. Unanimous. Thank you. Councillor Kumlik.
I'm in favor.
Thank you, sir. And I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Deputy Mayor Awa, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. All in favor? Unanimous in-house. Councillor Kumalik?
I'm in favor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you to all of our staff and to our interpreters for this evening. And I hope everyone has a wonderful night.
Thank you.